Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host, on this very toasty, warm day. Yeah, do I need to even bring that up, you're saying? Well, it is what it is, and we'll talk about the dire long-term forecast for global warming in just a little bit. Don't want you to miss out on that one. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan with a new name, a new nickname, The Genius.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. And I will explain why we'll be calling Sean The Genius. Yeah, well, we missed, we weren't on last weekend. 4th of July passed. Mine was kind of quiet. What about yours?
Mine was quiet.
Quiet.
Outside of the occasional boom.
Yeah, boy, quiet. They were really loud in Palm Desert. I guess the wind was blowing just right because they were, the house was shaking. They were so loud. I live on the other side of the Wash, and they're at the Civic Center, so it's just right there in my backyard. But some of those booms, I could see where the dogs and cats and birds and just about every animal in the world was trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, one of our dogs was freaking out
a
lot. But you know what? Ours was actually quiet. Last year was a lot. This year was... Yeah, it was a little, just a little bit.
It's all the way the wind blows. It's what you get the noise. So it was, it was just kind of a quiet, but we had a lot of people in town. I mean, the streets were full. The store, even at the store, they were telling me there's a lot of people in town at this really hot, crazy weather that we are having. Yeah. 125 in my car on Friday going to Cathedral City.
It's disgusting.
I mean, it doesn't even make any sense, but yet across the country, it's in the hundreds for people that aren't even used to that. I know Carol in New York that does some work for me. She said, Françoise, it's 98, and we don't know what to do with ourselves here in New York. Yeah. It's just too hot. And she said, I don't have air conditioning.
And we're over here like, 98 sounds okay.
Yeah, we're going, 98, that'd be so cool. I had to put a sweater on. Yeah, and of course, everybody has the air conditioning down. All the businesses to keep people cool and to get them to come in.
Oh, yeah.
And you always have to wear a sweater because it's so cold in them.
Yeah, we went to a movie yesterday and it was like 5 feet before we hit the door. It was like you could just feel the cold air blowing out.
Yeah, and it's just, it might be a little bit chilly, but I guess we can't complain. It could be worse somehow. I don't know, but it could be worse. All right, we want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey for our donuts for our guest today. We do have Diane Williams from Diane Williams and Associates joining us. Talk about this crazy summer real estate market. I'm seeing signs go up and homes sold quickly. It's something else out there, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about Is now what's happening out there. If you're thinking about selling or buying, is this a good time for you? And then in the second hour of the show, we have Jason Cohn from Hawaii. He is going to be calling us to tell us about what's going on in Hawaii business-wise. Are travelers coming? I mean, we don't even hear about the volcano anymore in the news. I haven't heard anything.
Well, because of those boys in the cave.
The boys in the cave, which, you know, they rescued.
Yeah, they did. I think they got four?
No.
I think it was four this morning, but I think they're still going.
I got a report from Gina Edwards, sent me an email this morning. She said that, I think she said six they had saved. So they're slowly getting those boys out of there. And, of course, the crazy wildfires went to the Pageant of the Masters on Friday, and I'll tell you about that in a little bit in both hours of the show. But coming back at midnight, going through the Banning area, you could see the fire up on the mountains behind Morongo Casino.
They had
that fire in Yucaipa. I mean, it's the flames, this big glow, and it looked beautiful, I have to say, in a scary sort of way. It was incredible to see, but then you also realize what was happening, and that's very sad. That the fire, but there's fires everywhere right now, and so many of them are made by people doing illegal things. Or not using their brain.
Or just not thinking,
Or just not thinking. The one in Colorado was started on a firing range. Now, that was people that were at a legal firing range, shooting range, and a spark from one of the bullets started the fire.
There will be times of just coincidences.
Yeah, and that was, and that, of course, that fire is huge and raging through Colorado. So anyway, went to an ACT meeting, lots of fun. It was our ice cream social. We have some news about ACT, adult customized tour in the second hour of the show, some stuff to talk about them. We have a couple prizes today to give away. One of them is tickets for two to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, where it's 30 degrees cooler up there. We have the plastic TSA bottles for carry-ons for you. And all lots of stuff going on today's show. When you miss a week, you kind of feel like you have to catch up. But Not really, because right now is a good time for us to take some time off because it's a little quieter out there.
Yes.
Yeah, even though there's a lot of summer movies, free movies and stuff going on, it's just a little bit quieter. On KESQ, I wasn't there yesterday. Last weekend on Saturday, they didn't realize that my mic wasn't working until after we started the segment. Go figure. It was a great segment, too. I'm going to do it again. It was about cruising and people taking their first cruise, or about a little bit about cruising out there. So I apologize for that. I'm going to redo that segment. But then Jeremy's trying to fix. He didn't think I even had my mic on, and he's pulling the wire out from under my shirt. You know, it was hanging down. Go water. And I'm trying to talk and look at it. It was kind of humorous. But we'll redo that. But I will be back this coming up Saturday. And I think I might do one on rest stops, because I'm a big rest stop fan. That you should stop and use them. So we do have lots of stuff going on. I know we're going to step aside for a moment here quickly, because I want to get Diane Williams in. She is traveling, and she was so kind enough to come in and tell us a little bit about what's going on. So on that note, we will step aside. Diane Williams will be with us just in a few minutes, so stick around. We have a lot to talk about in the next hour and 45 minutes. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Well, joining us today is traveling Diane Williams, which is going to be traveling soon. Hi, Diane. Yes. Where are you off to?
Well, I'm back up to Seattle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you went to Hawaii?
Did. We were on the island of Kona.
Okay. And how long ago was that?
It was about, let's see, we came back June 7th. So we were there for 3 weeks. The first day we had sun, the last day we had sun, and the rest of the time it was overcast.
It was okay. Well, and quickly, because we have, I know I want to get into the real estate stuff, but in the second hour of the show, we have Jason Cohn from Hawaii calling us to talk about, of course, how business is going with the volcanoes, how it's affecting travelers. Did you notice any difference?
I had a client whose brother lived in Hawaii, so we wound up playing golf with the locals. So we get a lot of information from the locals. But the VOG, which is generated from the volcano, caused, the sun wasn't out, and people go there for the sun. It didn't affect our breathing. There was nothing. There was no particulates in the air, so that didn't really affect anything. It was just more overcast. But when we were avid golfers, so we went out and played golf, and it was much cooler because of the sun, lack of sun.
Yeah. Well, right now you're saying I'll take anything below 80. I don't know, about 95.
Right.
How's that?
Yeah.
All right. And, folks, you can always find all of Diane's information on the website Traveling with Françoise, but it's really simple. Diane Williams and andassociates.com. And you have your on-site sales office there at Indian Ridge Country Club. But how many offices do you have in the Valley?
Well, I have an office in Indian Wells on the corner of Cook and 111. And then we have the on-site sales office in Indian Ridge.
And you were just cranking it out. I was looking at some numbers just for Indian Ridge alone. Their membership has gone up over 200 new members within the last couple years. Last time you were here on the show, we talked about inventory. You said there is not a lot of inventory out there for sale. Has that changed at all? Because it seems like for sale signs go up quickly, and if they're priced reasonably, they're gone quickly.
That is absolutely true. There's a little over 3,000 homes on the market. And to give you kind of an example of like Sun City, Palm Desert, they have 5,000 homes, and they have, what do they have? They have 39 homes on the market. That's less than 1%. So we've got, for the most part, less than 5% of the homes in these golf course communities that are on the market, and it'll go down as low as less than 1%. That is, we've had for the last 8-9 years, 7-10% inventory. So this is, there's just nothing out there. So the prices are going up. Interestingly enough, the state average is over 600,000, but much of that's being pulled by the Bay Area, the San Francisco area.
They're a little bit on the downside,
they're
right?
They're coming down, yeah. Right. And so it's really, really important for anybody who's interested in considering selling their home or doing whatever to really go to talk to somebody who's knowledgeable about their specific area, because in generalities, it looks different than probably what it really is in their area.
And you say that as far as the desert here? You can't get an agent from L.A. to try to sell a home here.
Doesn't work very well for example, if you take all of California, then you take Southern California, and then you come to the Coachella Valley, you're really talking about three different market areas. And then if you break it down, which I do, this is why I always track 19 of the golf course communities, is because each of the golf course communities can be different. Mm-hmm. There is a demand for it, one community more so than another. It's some one community's up for sale, so that's going to be affected, and that's going to affect the values in that community. So it's really, really important right now to, in pricing your home, to find somebody who's pretty knowledgeable about the areas.
Are you seeing realistic pricing out there, or because the market's so hot, are you starting to see some sort of inflation to where it might not be a good thing?
What's basically taking place is we're going back up to where the people, the affordability factor. Mm-hmm. Okay, the prices are going up, and we are in some areas, you know, getting much, much closer to our all-time high of 2006. And so we're starting to, you know, you can see the appreciation and the difference between the single-family homes and the condos. But they're going up, and so at some point we will get probably up to the point where we were at 2007 and 6 and 7. But we've got a resistance on the buyer's part. They can, you know, our homes are very inexpensive here compared to the other areas, but they don't necessarily see that. So we have a resistance from the buyer to pay more, and yet we have no inventory. And then it's hard to price a home in an improving market because you have comps that don't support what should be the true market value. So you have to be very careful not to overprice, but at the same time, you've got to set a standard saying, we have no homes. If you've got 39 out of 5,000 homes on the market, it is truly a seller's market.
Oh, and what do you think is going on? I know, of course, golf course, country clubs, communities were hit hard when the golf craze kind of dipped down and all that, and just the economy and things went on, and they were sort of the first to get hit because of all the different things that go along with it. We have golf course maintenance, tennis courts, and the lifestyle. Now everybody kind of wants that lifestyle again. They want to enjoy it. They want to live in these beautiful communities like Indian Ridge. So what do you feel, what are you hearing from your clients that are driving people to go back into these country club communities again?
I think it's all about lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, the lifestyle change. In fact, about 93% of the people that actually are buying in Indian Ridge are joining. And they're coming with the thought process that this is going to be my second home, it's going to be my primary home, or whatever, or it's an investment home. In either case, most of the time, they want to belong to the club. And that's really, really good for all these golf course communities because that generates income for the club and it protects home values within the community.
And Indian Ridge is doing something, and they started this way back, and now other clubs are following, as a lot of remodels, bringing things that weren't really even old at that point up to date, refreshing, having new gym and spa and all sorts of stuff. And it really is, I have said before, you don't really need to leave. They just ought to put a big grocery store in there, that would be it. And that's what people are looking for, though. That's what they want.
Yes.
They want to go and be able to spend 3 or 4 days and not have to worry about going here and there to do all this stuff.
That's really true.
So let's talk about the market across the board here in the Coachella Valley. I know you have all your numbers. What are your numbers saying?
Well, let's see. And basically, we have our average single-family home price is $416,500. That's up from a year ago of $380,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
For condos, the prices have gone from $256,500 to $279,000. So we are seeing appreciation on the average. Let's see. We also have homes that are selling for over $300,000. All of them, the number of sales are up, except for that level of $700,000 to $800,000.
Oh.
And they're just slightly below. So the number of sales in each category is up from last year, so we're selling more and more homes. The number under 300,000 for the most part is affected because we just don't have the inventory of that many homes under 300,000 to sell.
And what are people getting for this amount of money? If they're not buying, are they still getting a lot for that $300,000 to $400,000 range out there?
Yes. If you were to compare, let's say a 1,750 square foot home here in the desert, you're probably paying maybe $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. In LA, you're going mm-hmm. to be paying, or even the Orange County area, considerably more. So we are really still a very, very cheap buy in the desert.
Where do you see? I heard the Canadians are buying again.
They're back.
So the last, let's say, this last season, I know you were on in the middle of the season, but then we had a lot of season left to go. Mm-hmm. When all was said and done, where did you see a lot of the new buyers in the Coachella Valley coming from?
A large majority of the people came in from the L.A., San Diego, mm-hmm. Well, not so much San Diego as Orange yeah. County and L.A. market, because those are the baby boomers selling their primary residence. We always have a large group of people coming from Oregon, Washington, the western Canadian provinces. That's where our market is. But we also are having people come in from the Chicago area. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Kansas, La Quinta Country Club was always big with people from Kansas, you know, so, and you'll find certain states migrate to certain country clubs.
Uh-huh. It's interesting. Yeah, there's a little network out there, isn't there? What's going on that we don't even know about? You know about it, but we don't.
Well, 70% of the people that come into Indian Ridge come there because their friends tell them to come there.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty much the way it is for almost all the golf course communities.
Are you finding that a lot of the buyers this last season are a little more educated than they were before? They come into you with a thought of a certain area in Indian Ridge that they're looking for, a certain size home, or are they still just looking in general?
They're far more specific on what they want, orientation-wise, direction-wise. One of the things that we have a problem with is some of these homes that have not been updated in the last 5 years are considered dated properties.
5 years?
It's disheartening because you sit there, you put all this money in it, and then somebody says, oh, your home is dated. And you go, what?
Yeah, exactly. But if we wait long enough, it'll come back in style.
Yeah, right,
yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Huh, that is interesting. Yeah. 5 years.
Yeah, pretty much so, yeah. And then somebody says, well, I just put all this money into it, and upgrades are only worth what another person mm-hmm. sees in it. So if the buyer doesn't like your upgrades, there's no value in your upgrades. So it's trying to find the person who falls in love with that home. And with that respect, you have to kind of be patient, because the real question right now in this marketplace is, do you keep dropping your price until it sells in a positive market that keeps and holds the value down for a while, or do you be a little bit more patient and be willing to take a little bit longer to sell your home so that the true market value in a market that's definitely changing and moving to a seller's market, you know, buyers have to become aware of that. And if everyone keeps dropping their prices in a growing market, they're going to keep the market down longer yep. than they probably should be.
Oh, yeah,
don't drop those prices. That's my personal opinion.
No, but I think yeah. you're right. And going back to the design of inside the homes, are more people looking for move-in ready in their eyes, or there's still those out there? I mean, it was a big market for people that wanted to go in and do their whole thinking, watching Flipper Flop way too often, wanting to go in there and redo their model, their whole house. What kind of buyers are there?
Well,
what are they looking for?
I don't know that it's really changed. The majority of the buyers have always wanted to come into a move-in ready. Oh. They don't want to have to go out and hire decorators and buy furniture or whatever. Mm-hmm. They want to come in, move into the house, and buy it as it is. And so the discrepancy we had as we have become an improving market is the homes that were remodeled that people could move in, they were selling really fast, and the ones that were considered dated were slow. And so then what happened is people were reducing the price of the non-remodeled homes, and so you had this discrepancy between price. And so you could have a $200,000 or $300,000 range between two homes that are basically the same model. And so people said, well, what are the comps? You know, it's very, very confusing. But that, you know, so it's kind of important. But now we've got people that are willing to come in, remodel the home, but they're expecting to pay very low prices for those homes.
Mm. And that those are going to be hard to find.
And those are, well, they're getting harder.
They're getting it harder and harder to find. What areas, what's hot? I remember when you were here last time, Palm Springs was still kind of a hot area. This yes. was probably 5 or 6 months ago. I've heard through the grapevine, but my grapevine is really probably no one that knows too much about it. But except for you, I didn't hear this from you, but I heard that Palm Springs now is kind of tapering off a little bit, and it's moving more down valley, hotness.
Okay, this is the third cycle we've seen where Palm Springs gets too pricey mm-hmm. for the market. And so as a result, people start coming down valley. So the first stop, of course, is Rancho Mirage.
Yeah.
And so Rancho Mirage sales are up, and then they come farther down. And then our prices are going to go up, and then we'll swing back to Palm Springs, and then we'll go into our fourth cycle.
Palm Desert being, and it's one of the reasons I bought in Palm Desert, in the middle of the valley, mm-hmm. does that have any weight on sales? Do you hear that very often?
For our clientele, yes, because it's closer to the expressway, closer to all the shopping, the theater, the dining, and to the airport. So the access to the Palm Desert area is, and then also segments of the Palm Desert are a little bit not in a wind belt, so there's a little bit of a demand. We have some areas that for like PGA West, Andalusia, and everything, you go that far out, it takes quite a while to get out there. So most of the people that go out there don't really care whether there's quick access to all these amenities.
Okay, and as far as picking a real estate agent, of course, folks, you know who I would pick. It would be Diane Williams and Associates.
Bless you.
Yes, but if you, what would be a good tip for someone who's maybe they've inherited a home from their parents or grandparents, they don't even know where to start. Of course, their friends are knocking on the door that just got a real estate license, said, let us sell it, which makes me cringe just a little bit. What would your advice be to those people?
My thought is, and I've asked this question many times because I was interviewed many years ago by one person who was selling the home for his parents. And he asked me, how many homes have you sold? How much do you, what's your volume every year? What's your list to sale price when you represent a buyer and you represent a seller? And I rattled all that information off to him. I knew exactly what it is. And he said, do you realize you're the first agent that has any of those answers? Mm-hmm. So the real question is, number one, you have to, you would want to work with somebody that you could relate to, that you can communicate well to, and that you have confidence in. But you also have to look at what their track record is, because everybody can tell them. Everybody says I'm number one. Everybody says I'm an expert. I never say I'm an expert, because you have to be held accountable to that. And, we're human. But the thing is, find somebody who truly understands the market. And keep in mind, 10% of the agents out here do 90% of the business.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah. Well, get someone... Diane Williams and Associates, very easy. DianeWilliamsandAssociates.com. Diane, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I know you're heading out of town, so have a great trip. Stay cool. And we will have you back in a couple months when you get back in, and let's go over more, because it's fascinating how this changes every single time you're coming into the show now. We hear something different. And I remember for the longest time, it was the same thing for years way back, not anymore here in the desert.
We were flat for 7 years, and it's so exciting to see things changing.
Exciting is right. All right, Kay, folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. I always love having Diane Williams come on the show. So, Sean, she just rattles off this. Even if you have no interest in real estate, you have an interest after listening to her.
Right.
Yeah. Did you learn a little bit of something about what's going on in your area, too?
Every time she's here, yeah.
Yeah, you have a single family home, so things are looking up. But I do have to laugh about 5 years being... outdated, a home being dated now, considered after 5 years.
Yeah, I just redid my kitchen, so now I have, I guess the clock's ticking.
You have 5 years? I'm in trouble. I still have glass block in a bar, but I figure glass block is going to come back soon.
Right, at some point.
Yeah. So, I don't know, but anyway, I always want to thank Diane Williams and Associates, and if you are thinking about selling or buying, all her information is on the website, Traveling with Francoise. Use that website. There's a ton of info on there, plus our contest page, our free contest page. Who is it? Sue Ben David won the trip to Tucson, but I have another one I'm going to be posting. I have Pageant of the Masters tickets on the contest page. I'm going to post some Idlewild Jazz in the Pines tickets after this weekend on there, so it's all free. You just have to go to the page, go to the website, and look around. We have the TV page. Actually, we did something to the TV page. Now, when you go on there, thanks to Craig from CoachellaValley.com for this. When you go on the TV page, the videos there are there. It's hard. When you open them, before I had a link that would take you to the YouTube page.
So now they're embedded.
Now they're there. Why didn't you tell me to do that? Yeah. So now they are embedded. So when you open that, you stay right there.
Right.
You don't have to jump back and forth and go to all this stuff, and look at all the junk on the YouTube page along the side.
Sidetracked.
Right. So anyway, It looks really good, so check it out, Traveling with Françoise. All right, this part of the show is brought to you by Animal Samaritans, improving the lives of animals and people since 1978. They have their shelter. They have the veterinarian clinics, two of them. They do such a great job. Animal Samaritans, 760-343-3433. And they do take donations for dog and cat food. You can go to their website, and that's a great way to help them. You're at Costco. They like the brands at Costco. And it's on their website, and I have it somewhere in my little package of stuff here. But anyway, look online, and we'll tell you what brands that they like from Costco. And you can get some while you're at Costco and then drop it off. That is such a great way to donate. And you that way, you know, if you're a little bit about worried about where your money, what department it's being spent in, you don't have to because we know where the food's going.
Right.
It's going.
And the Costco one is just, it's a Kirkland brand. It's the same one we get for our dogs.
Yeah, the Kirkland brand. So check it out. So anyway, also Command One Security, they are going strong in the sweltering heat. So get your security systems put on now while it's a little less busy out there. And they've been in the Valley for over 35 years, family owned and operated. Braille Institute, they have a free seminar on July 13th, travel and mobility over at the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, and everything is free over there, so take advantage of it. Thai Smile, they are on their summer hours, which means they don't really have a happy hour right now. They have the same hours they had all season long, but no happy hour. Renova Energy, they are going strong. They say solar first appeared on satellites in the 50s, and now we see solar on rooftops and every neighborhood. I like the idea. It's just going to become like a home appliance. And with the global warming going on, it looks like we're not going to be sun deficient. We will be having a lot of sun. Yes. So it's funny when she said they had clouds, but some of that was caused by the volcano over in Hawaii. But there were some clouds there. All right, D500, they have their electric vehicle charging station. The first 30 minutes is free, and that is also home to Ristretto and Etalia. So go over there. They have the misters outside, and they have their iced Italian sodas inside there, so take advantage. Oh, and here is the list for Animal Samaritans. Yes, it's the Kirkland dry food, dog food, chicken and rice, Purina One, Smart Blend, and chicken and rice. So they do have a couple, but it says also their Kirkland cat food too. Then they also, which is the dry food, but there's a whole list of it, so it's a great way to donate. McDonald's, have you seen the new commercials for McDonald's? You know, I guess the clown is gone.
There's no more Ronald?
I have not seen a Ronald or a hint of Ronald in a long time. Now they have these, they have a lot of celebrities in their commercials. They have these patties that they are quarter pounder patties that they're cooking. Not that they don't cook the, that's what I don't understand. I mean, they really basically cook all the stuff.
Right.
Because they go so fast to a McDonald's. It's not as if, I mean, they get so many customers. It's not as if food is just sitting there.
Right.
Yeah. But now they have these thicker quarter pound beef patties, fresh beef patties that they're cooking to order. So definitely you might want to try one of those. They look really, really good. Yeah. They're very good. So McDonald's is slowly, I think they're doing that slow change, you know, to kind of.
It's an easier way to change.
Yeah.
Even when you're changing for the better, there's people that don't like change. So if you just slow it down.
Yeah.
You might not notice it.
And just kind of, and their commercials for the McCafes, they look fantastic. Their coffee, I don't drink coffee, so it's not, but their smoothies and stuff, I have to say, their commercials for those drinks look so scrumptious. It makes me want to run out there every time and and get one. So anyway, if you haven't been to a McDonald's in a while, check it out. So Desert Entertainer, I saw there's always free copies all over the Coachella Valley. So pick up a copy of the Desert Entertainer and see what's going on. And then on the flip side, for Desert Entertainer is online, but it's a magazine format. On the flip side, we have CoachellaValley.com, which is just strictly online. They have their website, but they have their Facebook pages and lots of happenings going on with CoachellaValley.com. In fact, when we come back, we'll find out what our picks. Craig just got back from Chicago. He'll be joining us next weekend on the show. But we'll find out what our picks are for things to do this coming up week. Because it doesn't seem like there's a lot going on, but we do have some things going on here. And also, if you need your scissors and knife sharpen, Tony Q, that's what we call him. That's what he does. He is a professional knife and scissors sharpener since 1996. So, yes, and a lot of chefs and people who sew and people who cut hair and stuff, believe it or not, they get really attached to one certain knife or one pair of scissors, and I'll have a pair forever. So anyway, if you want those sharpened, you want to get in touch with Tony, and all the information is on the website. All right. Well, before we take a break and start into a bunch of events, I think now would be a good time for us to talk about our picks of the week. Mine, and this is brought to you by CoachellaValley.com and Traveling with Francoise. We have decided to tell you what we think would be fun every week. And Sean, I'm going to give you a little flack on this. Craig from CoachellaValley.com, when I told him what you picked, he said, concerts in general. He goes, I get it, but that's a little vague.
It is very vague.
He said, yeah, I want him to step it up a little bit more. And I said, yeah, but you have all these free concerts and stuff on your website. And he goes, I know, but still.
Right,
and
there's a lot of them.
Yeah, I said, that's where he got it from. So anyway, my pick of the week is a little kind of quirky. It's called the Mod Squad Variety Show. Remember the Mod Squad on TV?
Yeah. I do. Yeah. I mean, I don't, but
you kind of heard about it. Yeah. Thursday, July 12th at 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Copa Nightclub in Palm Springs. A delightful evening of great music, laughs, happy hour, and fun. We have vocalists, just kind of a rat pack mid-century mod, show tunes popping more, lots of laughter, and audience interaction. So that sounded fun to me. I kind of like the name, and I just like the way it looks. So the Mod Squad, Thursday, July 12th, from 5:30 to 7:30. Okay, Craig picked the Ace New Moon Chaka something. I wrote it down. I can't read it. Oh, Healing. I'm sorry. Chaka Healing. That is also on July 12th. At 7 p.m., it's for an hour. It's free yoga celebrating the new moon. So we're going to have a new moon on July 12th. And so he picked that. So if you've never done yoga and you want to, this might be a great way to go and check it out. It's free. And it will be at the Ace Hotel, which is right there in Palm Springs. In fact, we had two things in Palm Springs. So, all right. And Sean, what did you pick?
Well, mine is in Palm Springs as well.
Palm Springs is all the rage this week.
No, I did that journey through the desert, the road less traveled.
Okay.
I keep seeing it, so I figured that's what I would pick.
And it is a...
It's a photography. It looks like an exhibit at the Palm Springs Art Museum.
Oh, at the Palm Springs Art Museum. Yes. And right now, I think Thursday nights are free at the Palm Springs Art Museum, if I recall. I think they are. Thursdays are free from noon to 8. So that is a good one. So what is the name of that journey?
Journey Through the Desert.
Okay, I'm
and
writing
then it says, The Road Less Traveled.
The desert. Because, folks, I posted this on our page where we talk about events and stuff, so I have to make sure I get Sean's pick, The Road Less Traveled. Okay, and now all these events that we talked about are on CoachellaValley.com. Go to it. You're going to be simply amazed. We have the TV show posted on there. We have today's radio show posted on there. The blog. I tried to do the blog this week, but I can't. I don't know. Something was happening. My password wouldn't get me into the admin department.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And Craig was on he was on a business trip in Chicago, and I didn't want to bother him. I thought, well, you know, we've waited this long. We can wait one more week. So I'm going to get that straight with him this week and start getting those travel blogs up there. So there you go. Those are our picks of the week. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have tram tickets to give away, and we'll find out what's free and what you have to pay for here in the Coachella Valley. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Francoise Rhodes, and Traveling with Francoise. I was close. All right. And Sean Flanagan is in the boardroom. All right. We do have two passes for two to the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. You cannot have won these in the last couple of months. It is 30 degrees cooler up there. There are restaurants and hiking and camping and all sorts of fun stuff. If you would like to go up there and you haven't been in a while, or you were just last week and you want to go again, give us a call at 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. I will mail these out to you. No worries about picking them up at the station, so the lines are open. All right, Get a Life Weekly Freebies is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, and Gallery 500. So stop by on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs, or you can look at their website, the500ps.com. At night, we have the lights for a cause. So we change the lights up for different, like 4th of July and different causes going on in the Coachella Valley. Definitely look, it's really a great selfie spot to take photos as well. All right, the Queen Scheherazade Scholarship Pageant is open, believe it or not. They're already opening this for the festival next year, the Date Festival. It is open to young ladies who exhibit exceptional character and students within Riverside County who will be at least 17 years of age by the date of the pageant, and they have not reached age 22 by the fair's opening day. All right, so check it out, and I will get this website link for you. It's really simple. It's datefest.org, and it's for the Queen Scheherazade Scholarship Pageant and Magic Carpet Music Scholarship. They are now open to sign up. All right, the La Quinta Museum, they have their Stitch every Tuesday, 1 to 3 p.m., which is free for knitters, needle pointers, stitchers of all types. And then they have Coloring Club for Adults, which is every Friday all summer long from 1 to 3. And that is free. They say bring your pencils, markers, and a friend and join the fun of this rediscovered pastime. Palm Springs Art Museum, they are free on Thursdays from at noon to 8 o'clock. So go in there if you've never been to the Palm Springs. And they have this cross memberships going on. If you belong to the Living Desert, you can go to the Art Museum. If you belong to the Art Museum, you can go to the Living Desert. So there's a lot of stuff out there for us to do in the summer. Here's something that's happening on Wednesday, July 11. If you're into cannabis, there is a brown bag series. The topic is cannabis and cancer. And this is at the High Road Consulting Group in Palm Drive in Desert Hot Springs. It is a free event on July 11th at 5 p.m. And it actually is a series. Their next one is How to Speak to Your Children About Cannabis. That is August 8th. And then they have one in September, Cannabis 101. So, I mean, it's out there. It's not going anywhere. So definitely, you know, it's a time to learn a little bit about it. Maybe it can help you. And don't forget our certified farmers markets. We have one in Palm Desert Westfield Mall indoors. And that's May. It started in May. It's from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., which is good to have it indoors right now because you imagine the fruits and stuff sitting outside. And the market, also Palm Springs Pavilion, that is happens on Saturdays from 8 to 12:30 p.m. So we have Saturday and Sunday, one in Palm Springs, one in Palm Desert. So take advantage of all the free stuff. We have free movies in the parks out there. Some of it's a little, people, it's a little warm for, you know, it's still hot out there. I was in Laguna the other day. It was 94 at 9 o'clock at night. And we think it just happens here in the Coachella Valley. No. All right. So stuff you have to pay for. Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze, and I'm trying not to sneeze. The Get a Life Weekly Priced Events is brought to you by Arcatire, formerly Desert Arcatire. They are on Reserve Drive off of Warner Road in Thousand Pumps, and they have a guarantee to get your items out in, what is it, a couple weeks in and out. So give them a call at 760-343-7333. Their website is arcatire.org. And remember, when you use them, you're also employing a client of Desert Ark, which is a good thing. All right, escape room. We went to the escape room.
We did.
So here's the tricky part, because me and my yakking, I don't want to give it away. I walked into the lobby, and the first thing I do is I say something with a group of people waiting to go in. Luckily, they were going into a different room.
And I, not to throw you under the bus, but it was right after they told us not to say anything.
I know.
But you know what? As soon as you said it, when you said it, I didn't see anything wrong with it until everybody looked at you and I was like, oh, wait, yeah, she did kind of talk about it.
Yeah, because what you discovered, and I can't tell you what it is. We were in the Merlin room.
Right.
I thought it was a ton of fun.
It was. It was a lot of fun. I'm ready to go back.
Yeah, but you have to be with a group of people that want to immerse themselves in it.
Right.
You can't be with any people that just kind of go, you know, it's just a game. We only have an hour. I think we had an hour. We have an hour to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm trying, but it was a lot of fun. And Sean here, folks, was a genius. I can't give it away, but he figured out the first clue. We're all standing there looking at all the stuff in this room, which really the room doesn't have a lot of stuff when you first walk in.
No. And what I like, I think what I liked about it was that, so in our case, we watched, you know, the little video.
Right.
And then it was just like, okay, you started, and it's like, well, what do you mean? Because the video didn't say, oh, you're looking for this, oh, you're doing that.
No.
It's just like, here's the problem that you have to solve, and
yeah,
and that's it. And then the puzzle master who was with us, she was very good, and she made sure to not tell us anything.
Right.
And
she's very good about that. Yeah. I mean, towards the end,
everybody was asking her questions. It was funny because they were asking questions like she didn't say she didn't have. I don't know. Everybody was just asking her questions,
because
even though she wouldn't answer.
She wouldn't answer, and we really, because they at the end too, she's urging you on, go look,
right.
Look. But she wouldn't say look where.
Right.
She would tell you, keep looking. It's right before you, and you're going, huh? What? But we weren't. But Sean right away picked, not right away. It took about 5 minutes or so. But you figured out the first part that opened up to the next clues.
Right.
That we're all standing there going, huh? What are you looking at? And we're pushing things around. And there's not a lot of furniture, but you're looking for doors. Nothing's opened and stuff. But it's really a lot of fun. So if you haven't been to the escape room in Palm Springs, check it out. I thought it was, we did the Merlin room, but they have 6 rooms in total. And we're talking about putting together a fundraiser to have people come down and do it and have some fun with it. So
yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And there was I frankly was surprised that when we got there were people in there doing it.
Yeah.
When we left, there was 2 groups waiting to go in their respective rooms to do it. So it's becoming really popular.
Yeah. And it was just, but it moved real smooth as well.
Yeah. And there's not, and by the way, it is not claustrophobic. So
no.
Many people there think they're going to get claustrophobic. The room
Janet was worried about it. Janet was worried about being claustrophobic. She's locked in a room. I was like, but it's still essentially a game. You're not really locked in the room, you know. If you start to panic, they're going to let you out.
Right. But the rest of us have to stay
until
we figure. Yeah. And we had a minute and 36 seconds left.
Yeah, we went down to the wire.
But the group in front of us that came out, they had only 2 minutes left.
Right.
So they did a little bit better than we did. But it's sort of, I think by the time, what happens is by the time you get to the end, your mind is thinking that way.
Yeah. No, once you start going, it does. It gets the ball rolling.
Yeah. And in the beginning, you're not thinking about that. But the escape room, lots of fun. Be great to take the kids when they come in. Get them out of the pool. Take them over there. Very reasonably priced. So check it out. And you can find that on CoachellaValley.com or just go to Escape Room Palm Springs. So anyway, we had a lot of fun doing that. And that's why Sean got the nickname the genius, because he figured out. She said if you hadn't figured out that first clue,
We wouldn't have made it. Well, she said a lot of people waste time in the beginning.
Well, yeah, waste so much time in the beginning standing there. And we're all standing there looking at it. But I can't tell you what it is, since then you'll know. So, all right. Okay, other things happening. The High Desert Cultural Center, they have their award-winning summer youth theater camp. You can sign up now for it. It goes all summer long, so check it out. Coachella Valley Boys and Girls Club, they have their youth talent show, the 5th annual one, coming up. But you need to sign up now. Get your kids involved in the Boys and Girls Club Coachella Valley. Take advantage of all they have to offer. So they do such a good job over there. So, again, take advantage of it. The tram, beat the heat. The summer tram pass is still up for sale. You can get that even though we're in July, which is kind of even hard to fathom already. But for, what is it, $80 for adults. You can go up and down as many times as you want to go. So, and they have the restaurants and the trails and all sorts of things out there. Now, I went to the Pageant of the Masters Under the Sun on Friday with John Monahan. We decided to go on out there. It was their VIP opening night. And I have to tell you, this was probably my favorite show so far I've seen of theirs.
I think that's every year. I think every year it just gets better.
And you know why? Because now, before, it was just always the pictures of the people, which is amazing.
Right.
The pictures of the people, you don't know who's real and who's not. But they've learned through the years that people look at the pictures and say, oh, how many people are really real in there? One or two, after you see so many. Now they've incorporated video. There's, of course, the live orchestra, which is amazing. But they have video. They have people. This one was about the history of Laguna Beach, which, being a California native, I could really relate to. A lot of stuff going on in this video.
Right.
Laguna Beach, Surf's Up, the surf movement here in California, the Orange Grove movement, the history of California, this area and stuff. Really, really good stuff. And they did a lot more interaction to where you will see the people stepping into the picture, the frame.
Right.
So you see how many people are actually involved in one picture. Where you think maybe there's only one human.
Right.
There's a lot of humans. And then it goes dark, and then they show you the picture, and everybody always gasps every single time. They go, oh, really? Because it just looks so different. So I definitely encourage you to go out there. We have some tickets on the website that I'm giving away for the Pageant of the Masters. I have a couple sets. So when we give that one away, I'll have another set to give away. It's really under the sun. You're also on the same grounds as the Festival of the Arts, which they do a beautiful job with that. The grounds look really nice. If you've never been, go. It is really quite something. And it was, like I say, it was warm, though. People were bringing sweaters thinking because of the beach. Yeah, you didn't need a sweater. Yeah. And you're right. You can walk to the beach. You're that close, the festival grounds. And we walked in the little towns right next door, had something to eat. Or you can eat in the festival site, too. They have an Italian restaurant and some other stuff. Live entertainment that's all part of the festival. So lots of stuff going on. So do it, do it, do it. All right. And go to the website and sign up for all the contests that we have on there, all the free stuff. Okay, in the second hour, which is coming up shortly, we are going to have Jason Cohn. He'll be calling us from Hawaii. He has the Hawaii Forest and Trail business and Zipline, has all sorts of stuff. Anyway, we're going to find out what's actually going on in Hawaii. I'm really interested. Of course, a lot of people are going now. That's what they want. Don't back away. So join us. Stick around for local and national news. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise.